Hello, welcome to another episode of Unfriendly Black Hottie. It's your girl, Anne Shirley, and thank you for tuning in. In this week's episode, you and I are going to embark on the journey of what healthy interdependence looks like and when it's time to kind of reevaluate your relationship with your partner. All right, let's dive in. All right, so quick story time. I was spending time with my mom and we were getting into this really in-depth conversation, and she was talking to me about how men want traditional women and progressive women all at the same time, right? They want someone who will cook and clean and, you know, be very feminine and domestic and take care of the children. But then at the same time, like, there's this weird expectation for them to also contribute economically just as much as the man, if not more, right? And we were discussing this, and one of the things that, like, I recognized, or at least we talked about, was that it's super important to have healthy interdependence between partners, right? Like, the roles of a man and roles of a woman or whoever you love always have to be, at least to me, a foundation of equality and balance, right? Or at least proportionality. And what I mean by that is, like, it doesn't make sense to do majority of the emotional labor, right? In a relationship, and then also do the financial burden, then what's the point of actually being in a relationship? Like, what is the point of actually being in a relationship or with a partner if they're not contributing? When you're by yourself, it makes sense that you have to do everything by yourself. You're by yourself. But if you're going to bring someone into your life and have a seat at your table, they should, at least in my opinion, bring something, help with something, contribute something. And, you know, in many ways, it's an understanding of what roles are. Everyone has their own role. Everyone brings their own thing to the table. The question is, what do you bring to the table? And you need to know if what you bring to the table is high value or not. And I mean, in relationships, it can get really toxic really quickly if over a long period of time, your needs aren't getting met and you're constantly giving and not receiving, right? And vice versa, if you're constantly receiving and you're not giving anything back, it creates imbalances in relationships. And it makes it very hard to trust people. And I think that in itself is something that we need to discuss. We need to really unpack and recognize that the relationships that require or force this kind of imbalance, where one party is taking and the other one is not, like, there's an unequal reciprocity of, like, energy, it creates these imbalances that force, like, women to do their work and men's work, or men to do their partner's work, and it just makes things super confusing simply because someone isn't bringing the right energy. And, like, here's the thing. Why do we get caught up in these dynamics? I think oftentimes it always starts off with, like, a lack of communication and a lack of transparency, right? I think initially a lot of us walk into situations with these, like, high expectations, and that don't meet reality, essentially. And we impose our expectations onto our partners. And so what you'll find is, like, you know, men say things like, oh, she's a hardworking, independent woman, and so she can take care of everything by herself. And they impose this idea of, like, feminism for their benefit, so they don't have to pay for things, so they don't have to be emotionally supportive because she's already doing everything by herself. And this is the problem is when we don't have an understanding that you bring what you bring and I bring what I bring, but we are bringing it together and mixing things together. And we act like you're this entirely autonomous being and I'm an entirely autonomous being and we just go about doing our own thing, then it defeats the purpose of a relationship and the point of coming together in the first place if there's, again, that imbalance. And right now in your relationship, or arguably all of the relationships that have failed, we would say it's because there's been an unhealthy imbalance of give and take for too long and no one said anything. And if you look at your relationships that flourish, they have healthy boundaries, they have healthy give and take, they have healthy communication where you talk about what your needs are. And those are the ones that thrive because they maintain a level of equality. And so in this week's episode, I want you to take a list out, right? And kind of write down all of the relationships that have felt imbalanced to you. And really be transparent about what roles were being played and what roles weren't being played. And when you take inventory and you examine just based on an evidence-based level, who has contributed and who hasn't, then I think you'll recognize that in the imbalanced relationships, the only thing that's keeping them together is this idealism and fantasy of what should be, and instead of paying attention to what actually is. This was a really short episode this week. and I'm going to try to be more consistent with this because y'all have been hitting me up on my platform and telling me to get it together on the podcast. And so we're going to do that. And you can find all of the content on my website. And yeah. All right. Thank you for tuning in. Take care.